Welcome back to another episode of Girls Plus Wine Equals Inappropriate Conversations. This is what we do each week. We have a chat because girls do this. This is something that guys don't really, you assume guys would do it. You think that guys, when they're younger, when they're teenagers, early 20s, because I always remember boys talking about who they've slept with and which girl they've been with, but I don't think they actually talk about much more than just that. I don't think it's in detail.
Like the finer details. Whereas you think that maybe the girls are a little bit more giving.
Fluid. I was like giving
of the finer details.
Yeah.
You do. You get more of the in-between details. Like the boys might go, oh, yeah, I slept with her. That's it.
Yeah.
Whereas the girls would go, oh, my gosh, I slept with such and such last night and this is what happened and can you believe it and have you ever done this or like whatever. And there's always the finer details, the more intricate stuff.
I think girls are closer as well. I think friendships between girls are closer, like you talk about more.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this podcast basically came off the back of a few glasses of wine around like a dinner table or a cheese board or one of those scenarios and someone wants to talk about something.
Yeah.
And they want to know that it's okay or it's a safe space to talk about or that someone else has gone through it or maybe, I don't know, maybe if they've got something wrong with their vag, they ask a question about it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But this is where the podcast came from. It's gone from there. It's absolutely gone wild with men and women.
Yeah. You know? It's funny because this podcast is just what we do in normal life. And I remember a situation where we were out to dinner and I think the conversation went to – what's that game where you have to, it's like two lies and a truth?
Two lies and a truth. Yes. This is where it came from.
And so you tell a story. Well, you tell three stories pretty much and two of them are true and people have got to guess which one is the lie.
Yeah.
And so one of the girls having a few drinks and then she came out with one of the stories in the three was – almost shit myself after having anal sex. And everyone around the table just turned. And that wasn't the lie. That was the truth. But it was one of those situations where everyone went, that conversation is two wines ahead.
She was two wines ahead.
One's ahead of the game. So the topic of conversation today for this episode, I want to talk about something that I came across, which I was like, whoa, what?
What? It stopped you literally in your tracks.
Yeah, and it's reusable condoms. What? And on here, this is the article, it says reusable condoms, finally, like it's what we've all been waiting for. I mean, we've talked about this before because we've had some of the younger dating girls who are on the you know, party scene on the podcast and they've openly talked about the fact that people don't really use condoms as much anymore.
There's quite a large shift in the generation, I think, at the moment of not even needing it because everything else is so easily accessible, i.e. morning after pill or whatever you need to take for all the yucky diseases that are floating around. Like,
see, back in our day, it was a real risk because you're going to have to take a trip to the clinic. You're going to have to sit in that waiting room waiting for them to read you, call your name out, and everyone looking at you going, oh, what's wrong with her? Is it a bit itchy? Got a bit of a rash down there. And then you'd go in, like it'd be the walk of shame, like your head hung low. You'd have to say to the nurse, oh, I just need a full check, please. And it's like so much shame in it. But the other thing is that you could get AIDS. Like that was a thing. HIV was a really big thing. And obviously these days they've got stuff that can manage it. But back then it was like a death sentence. I remember watching a TV program and the guy had HIV. It was like some sort of soap TV show.
Yeah.
And that was him. He was going to die and then he died. That was how it was. And I remember in the days, you know, when we started learning about sex education and that sort of stuff, I was terrified. Mm. I was like, you read all the stories about, oh, someone slept with someone once, then they got HIV, and then they got AIDS, and then they died.
We weren't as big on that. We were definitely on the birthing and situation of getting pregnant. I never wanted to get pregnant ever, and that was my whole entire being. Mind you, can't say that I excelled in grade 10 when we started to do, oh, sex education, put a condom on a banana as fast as you can. Number one, really, a banana? Like, that's just ridiculous. I know there's a lot of different shapes and sizes curved of cocks out there, but there's nothing with a real sharp end, like at the end of a banana.
Yeah.
And then number two, why are we rushing this? Like, why did we have to speed through it? No wonder I was hopeless at it. I just did not do well with it, and I fucking hate the texture of it.
Yeah,
that whole, I would literally be like, why?
What about ribbed? What about when it's ribbed? I imagine that they would get you to do it fast because you would have been in, you know, that moment, you know, the hastily, like,
quick,
get it on, get the hat on.
We've had someone actually come onto this podcast and say that back in the day, instead of finding a condom because they didn't have any in the house, they chose to try cling wrap.
Yes.
Cling wrap around your dick and think that that's going to stop you from getting pregnant.
No. And did that just come off in her vagina and she had to pull it out soggy and wet? Well, this article that talks about reusable condoms, it says, first and foremost, congratulations on caring about the environment.
Okay, all right. Lucky, saving the turtles.
Just tell me anyone that you know that's been caught up in the heat of the moment, all excited and about to have a one-night stand, and they're thinking, oh, shit, save the turtles.
Save the dolphins. Here we go.
So this comes from Transparent Ingredients. It's vegan and cruelty-free, it's safe and reliable, and it's hyperallergenic.
Ooh.
This particular condom. This is how they describe it. Comfortable, reusable condoms. Thin, elastic, non-toxic. A quick rinse after use and you're back in business.
What? Okay, all right. Okay, that's possible. I'm not sure who wants to put their hand up to do the quick rinse. Is that a boy job or is that a girl job?
It depends who owns the condom.
Yeah.
Like, is this the man pulling that out? Because I don't know how I'd go. I'm all for a man that wants to protect the environment. I don't know about if I'm going back to a guy's house and we're getting down to the deed and then he goes, I go, oh, shit, we need a condom. And then he'll go, oh, no, it's okay. I've got one. This is my reusable green one. And is he taking that out with him?
I literally just went there and was like, okay, so imagine this, going home on a one-night stand, hot and heavy. He gets out his recycled condom that he's had with four other birds in the week before.
Yeah.
I know that it said on the label, just give it a quick rinse, but I'm not sure how I feel about that as being like the number five girl for the week using the recycled.
It's pretty unhygienic because, and then you're mixing all of everybody's bodily fluids together. So say she's got crabs.
He'll have it if she's got it.
Let's not say crabs because crabs is in pubic hair, isn't it? Yeah. It can be around.
Yeah. It can be anyway. I've heard of someone having like actual pubic lice on their eyelashes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
What?
Not me. I've heard of it.
Speaking on behalf of a friend.
Itch my eye.
Okay, what's another? Syphilis. Okay, so I'm assuming that if you use a condom, you're not going to contract that. So imagine he's got it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because you're going to sleep with her. She's got it.
Yeah.
He slept with her. He's okay because the condom's on.
Yeah.
But
quick rinse underwater.
Yeah.
No quick, soap, no nothing.
Quick just rinse.
Water.
And then that's then going into you.
Oh.
And then you are going to get it.
Yeah.
Because you're using a condom and then you're like, where the hell did that come from? We used a condom.
Oh.
How have I got this? Because he's then used that because the outer part is going into you. So he's still fine. He's on the inner part. He's protected.
Yeah.
You got the outer part.
Yeah, wow.
Doesn't feel like the best invention to me.
Maybe it's only got a certain amount of wears. Like it's only invented for like, you know, a real raunchy night that you're just going back to back. Like you just, you know, you're banging like fucking rabbits. You just, the one person, reuse it with the one person for one night and then that's all it's used for. Like it's not like a put it in the cupboard, don't screw anyone for 6 months and better get it out and try it again. I think it might be dead by then.
It seems really complicated though, because then you got to work out, okay, that's the one for this person who I've been with all night.
I can tell you one person that won't be using them.
Who?
Drake.
Drake?
Yeah, remember with this podcast we talked about Drake. Drake was in trouble because he carries with him when he has any one-night stands or has sex with girls, he carries with him hot sauce in his pocket. He puts hot sauce into his used condom after they've finished.
Yeah.
To kill off the sperm.
Yeah, so he'll have like a one-night stand with a girl who's most probably a fan.
Fangirl, yeah.
He will come in the...
Obviously, the normal way of enter the condom, take the condom off, go to the bathroom, put the hot sauce into the condom.
To kill the contents. So that the girl then... And the reason that this came out is because the girl actually did what he was trying to avoid with the hot sauce. She put the condom back inside her in the bathroom to try and get pregnant.
It's like to baste herself or something.
To
it's
give herself wrong. 18 years of child support.
And Drake's baby.
Yeah. And it backfired on her because then it was full of hot sauce and it then burned her inside.
Chilly vagina.
I would say in that situation... He was probably in the right.
Yeah, I totally agree. We talked about this openly on the podcast and I was like, I totally agree. She's got no right to do that. You can't do that. Serves you right.
Serves you right. Your vag is burning, it's full of hot sauce. Serves you right.
But for me, like, what are you doing it in the dark? Hot sauce and fucking sperm. Completely different colour, guys.
I would have thought that bleach would be my choice of what to put in there, but I mean, hot sauce.
That's so bad, so bad.
I'm guessing that wasn't a reusable condom.
That's definitely not a reusable. He's definitely not on board with this one. He's not in support of saving the dolphins and the whales. Oh, we are the Girls Gone.